Let's talk about, again, December 7th, 1941. Do you remember hearing about it on the radio?
This was on a Sunday. I was in Natchitoches, Louisiana, where this little college is. It's now northwestern Louisiana State, by the way. And they call themselves a university. Yes, I remember we were playing touch football. Probably should have been in church. But we were playing touch football. And somebody came out of this little dormitory that we were in and shouted, "We're at war, we're at war." And all of us came and listened to the little radio that we had there. Oh, I remember it very well.
How did that make you feel?
Well, it made me feel like that I better rethink the whole educational process. Because in 1940, the National Guard had been mobilized. And there was a country and western song called "I'll Be Back in a Year, Little Darling." And those guys came back in 1945 and 6. I can remember waving bye to some guys who were in the National Guard. We all had the knowledge that we're going to be going somewhere somehow. When they changed the draft laws in the fall of 42, the original draft laws were 21 to 35. They changed them 18 to 42. They called a meeting of all the boys left on the campus, because immediately after the war started, a lot of the guys just signed up and went. And there were already a preponderance of girls in this school. It was a teacher's college. So they called all the boys together. I was not quite 18. They had people from the selective service. They had recruiters. And they made this interesting speech that those of you who are essential to the defense of the country will be deferred. Not many 17, 18-year-olds are essential. My roommate and I decided that since we weren't essential, weren't accepted into some graduate school. My roommate and I decided to join the Navy. He was just 18. I wasn't 18 yet, so my mother had to sign for me, which created a little stir. But my dad said, no, he's a man, and men are going to have to go and fight.
The stir within the family?
My mother just didn't think I should be going off to the military. But her dad had been in the military, and her brothers in World War I. So I went off to boot camp at Great Lakes. I got credit for much of my first semester of my sophomore year. Remember, I was in sophomore year. I got credit for much of it because I volunteered to take the finals if they'd give them to me so I could get credit. Some of my professors let me do that. So I got credit for several. I think I had 18 hours going or something. But at any rate, I went off to boot camp. They said that we were losing a fair number of people in the Pacific at that time, and the war was going poorly. So they wanted us to get as many corpsmen as they could out of the ground. So I went to corps school to become a naval corpsman, because they were sending virtually all of them to the Marines at that time.
What type of work was that, corpsman?
Being a medic, basically. So I went to corps school and learned splinting and bandaging and first aid and giving shots and a whole bunch of stuff. I was sent out to California with a Marine outfit. And just about the time I was supposed to go to Guadalcanal as a replacement, I got sent back to school. They had given us a whole bunch of tests when I started boot camp. And they inaugurated a new program called a V-12 program in the Navy. If you scored high and stuff on the tests. And, of course, I had a huge advantage over everybody because I had a year and a half of college behind me. So I trudged off, and the Navy sent me to about another semester of college at southwestern Louisiana, where they had a V-12 program. And then they sent me to the University of Mississippi, to medical school. At that time, there were a number of two-year medical schools, Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina, Missouri. There were a whole bunch of them, Dartmouth.
So the V-12 program was to identify
and send you to school.
To any school or medical school?
Wherever the Navy sent you.
Okay.
I was sent to medical school because I had been a pre-med student. And as the dean said, I was hopelessly unqualified because I hadn't had enough preliminaries. But I went anyway. Turned out I was pretty high in the class, really was first. And everybody then had to transfer to another school, to a medical school. And again, North Carolina, Alabama, they're all big four-year schools now. But at that time, there were a lot of two-year schools. And I transferred up to Harvard. And got my MD degree from Harvard.
So how did you transfer to Harvard? On the recommendation of
the University of Mississippi. Oh. And the war ended. This was 1944 when they sent me to the University of Mississippi. And the war ended, of course, in 45. They were on the accelerated program, so we were doing 3 semesters a year. So I finished my part at Ole Miss in 45 and transferred into a class that was just decelerating at Harvard in 46.
During the war years then, you went into the Navy in 1942. So the next 3 years, you were actually being educated.
Either I was in boot camp and serving with this Marine trucking outfit or in school.
Because they wanted you to be a doctor in the Navy.
Yes.